Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. An introduction, the Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content, they promote their crafts by showing the artist's talents, abilities, gifts, and powers. The platform also offers the opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, and get inspired. Through the program, we will open their mind to share and listen. It's also important for us to state the creativities who have overcome different struggles such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disabilities, and highly welcome men to come forward and share their stories. We're so happy for you. And our guest we have tonight is Nicole Reed. How are you doing tonight, Nicole?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're so happy to be here. And our topic for tonight is Generation Impact the World. And can you tell your audience where you're from?
So I'm from London in the UK, so specifically West London. I was born and bred here, and I've lived here all my life.
Nice. That is like so fantastic. And also, can you please tell us more about your journey as an artist, a poet, and how life has been as an artist?
So I began writing at a young age. I think it's about around 10 years old. And since then, I've always remembered writing, always having a pen and a notebook with me. It wasn't until 2017 when I actually let somebody else read my stuff and hear my stuff. So it has been a journey, and I think everything that I've been through, I've always written about it to kind of make sense of it, I guess, and express how I'm feeling. I used to be very shy, so I didn't used to speak a lot. And the writing actually helped me to, yeah, just communicate. And my journey so far as an artist has sometimes it's up and down, because we always, you know, compare ourselves to other people that may look like they have success. And there's been times when I'm very, very busy, and there's times where it's a bit slower. But I guess the main thing is to just keep on persevering with it and developing, you know, the writing, developing speaking, just developing the craft and learning more about writing and poetry, the different styles, and just practicing it, being in a space to practice, continue practicing and you know, developing it and getting better at it.
That is like so fantastic. So would you say the accomplishment that you are proud of, have you published any books or products or any virtual content like CDs?
So I have a few accomplishments. In 2017, I published a book about overcoming divorce. I went through divorce and suffered stroke symptoms. And I just said it as a passing comment that I was going to write a book about my experience, which I did. And that was the same year that I released my first poetry book called Words Never Said, because I was already doing the book about overcoming divorce. I just thought, why not release the two at the same time? So both books are on Amazon. The book about overcoming divorce is called So You Think I'm Superwoman, which is actually my Instagram name. And the poetry book is called Words Never Said. And those were a big accomplishment for me. Like I said before, nobody had ever read my poetry. So that was a chance for me to just release it and also to, you know, talk about my experience, which is something that there's always a lot of shame around divorce. And I think by me talking about it and opening up, it helped me, as well as helping other people to begin a conversation about divorce. So those are the books that I've published. And then the second accomplishment is me setting up my own publishing company as a result of going through my experience and publishing my books with a publishing house. I then went on to research more in depth about the publishing industry. And it's one of my passions to be able to help others to tell their stories and, you know, get their writing out and just to help them through the process. So I set up my own publishing company to do that. And I created a journal for embracing your hair, so which is called Glowing With My Grays. It's a journal to embrace your gray hairs, and it's specifically for Black women, because gray hairs are seen as quite negative. And through lockdown, I had, I had shaved my hair off and decided not to dye my hair anymore and just embrace all of me. So that will be out in October, so that the journal. So yeah, those are the two biggest accomplishments.
Wow, that is like so in lovable. That is so neat. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far? What has embarrassed you to overcome such struggles?
Okay, so in my life, there's been many struggles. When I was 10, my dad died. And at that time, that's when I began to start writing. As I said before, it really helped me to make sense of what was going on and just for me to express my feelings, because I became mute. Like, I didn't speak to anybody, not even my mom or my sisters. I was just very numb, I would say. The writing really, really helped me. And like I said, I continue to do that even to this day when I'm going through major things. I've also suffered with depression. And again, I didn't know at the time that it was depression, but me just developing my faith and building my relationship with God, that's been something that's really helped, as I'm a Christian. And sometimes we have these feelings of feeling low and just like hopeless. But another thing also that has helped me, not just with depression, but going through the divorce, also when I went through the divorce, I suffered from stroke symptoms. So I couldn't use the whole right side of my body. And just speaking positively over myself, you know, literally opening my mouth and, you know, declaring life over myself, even when I didn't feel it. Sometimes I'd feel really low and I was saying I'm strong and I'm confident and I didn't feel it. But the more I said it, the more I began to feel like that, the more, you know, the more positive things that I was saying, it kind of changed me in a way. It made me more stronger, I guess. And again, it's really important to speak life over yourselves. Again, for me, it was about literally opening my mouth, because in my life, there's been a lot of times where I've seen things and I've kept quiet. So I think that for me is just, even just opening my mouth is me overcoming that muteness or not speaking up when I should, or not saying how I feel to spare other people's feelings and, you know, only hurting myself. I'd also say that I've struggled with my confidence, because even as an artist, we always kind of look to what other people are doing and we start doubting ourselves and comparing ourselves. So for me, it was about not really looking at other people's work and then doubting my own. It was just the more I did what I was doing and the more I do what I'm doing, it is building my confidence. The more open mics I go on, it's building my confidence. The more I talk about my journey, the more I write, every time it's developing something new. So that in itself is building my confidence. It's just about persevering and not, you know, you can take a break, but just not completely stopping.
Wow. Very encouraging and very deep. Wow. All right. So, what would be your advice to other poets that's facing the similar challenges that you have managed to overcome?
My advice would be to remember who you are. And that's so broad to remember who you are. Sometimes we don't know who we are and we try to be everything for everybody else, but sometimes we have to relearn who we are. So, for example, going through my divorce and other times in my life, I've had to relearn who Nicole was. Because yes, I was a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a Christian, but I actually forgot who Nicole was, like the things that brought me joy. So my advice would be to take the time to know who you are. We in this life, it's important for us to be our authentic selves. And sometimes it may come at a cost where other people don't understand it. But we have to be our authentic selves. So my advice is to understand how you're feeling, what brings you joy, and continue to do those things. I would also say, reach out to somebody or an organization where you can just talk about how you're feeling or what you're going through. There is so much support out there, and I feel like sometimes a lot of people are going through the same things, but because we don't open our mouths and talk about it, it just goes hidden. I believe as a result of me suffering stroke symptoms, it was because I wasn't, part of it was because I wasn't saying what was wrong. I was saying, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. And I was just carrying on, but I wasn't. And as a result, it was the stress, and then that affected my health. So be aware of how you're feeling in your body as well. Don't ignore those signs, don't neglect your well-being, getting sleep, eating correctly. And those things are hard to do if sometimes we have to relearn how to do those things. And again, it's just about not giving up. I think challenges and obstacles are there to help us, to challenge us to really just persevere and keep going and keep pushing. And obstacles come in our way so that we can find another solution. And we just have to keep on pushing through and trying different things to get through. So that's a lot of advice, but.
Wow, interesting. So remember, people, remember who you are. Remember who you are. And I know you have a poem for us tonight,
I do,
right?
I
For
do.
your audience. Let's hear your poem.
So this is called Mr. Therapy, and it goes like this. As I sit in that chair, I'm thinking, fix me, Mr. Therapy. I'm trying to do good listening, but my inner voice is still not behaving. I hear what you're saying, but it's just not translating. What is reality? My senses need retuning because right now they're refusing to get onto that yellow brick path. Look at sadness, just silent protesting. So much stuff needs addressing. I haven't even undressed and I'm exposed while Mr. Therapy continues to bulldoze his way in with intentional questioning, all composed. While my mind is concocting conditional offers of information. While he sips tea from this fragile cup before placing it back onto its saucer for more slaughter, I burst out into laughter before belly rolls turn into trauma tears from over the years. And for the first time heard aloud by my ears, I finally had a sound for the streams of waterfalls that flooded my palms. No qualms, I guess it's just all part of that roller coaster strapped in with an uneasy feeling of when the release is coming. But it's coming all right. With the probing and prodding, the confused glares and the nodding, this healing is forcing me to look at the role I play in my suffering. Honestly, I'm approaching this cautiously. And although a lot's been suppressed subconsciously, once out, it would all read as a great anthology. I think I owe myself an apology. Tried to keep things as normal to cope with the disorder, how I disrespected my body as a temple, holding on to unforgiveness, trying to unclog the pathways in my brain, holding on to memories of shame and blame, trying not to remember names, but they're always there. Mr. Therapy, help me to let go of this fear and steer me out of this. Pull me out of this abyss so I can begin to live in my own form of bliss. It may not be perfect, but with your help, we could change my prognosis. And the more we connect, the more ideas I reject. I'm learning from your intellect. You see, we all need some TLC. Try it, like me and Mr. Therapy.
Nice. I love that. Very interesting.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, audience, for listening in from all around the world. Okay. So as a puller, what is it like to be on this platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
Oh, it's been really encouraging to be on. You know, every time you come on to an open mic or a podcast and you get to share your story, it just is a reminder of, you know, where you've been and what you've been through. And again, I always think back a couple of years ago, I wasn't even talking. It would be difficult for me to speak to people, let alone speak about my life. And I just feel like it's a privilege to be able to share your words and for people to connect to it in such a way. So I'm just so grateful to be here and amongst everybody and to be sharing words and to be talking. We all need connection in life. You know, life is built on friendships and fellowship with one another. And it's so cool that we're, you know, across the world and we can connect with one another. So again, thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank you for coming on to the podcast. So I know you have another poem for your guest today, or a creative word.
I have, the second poem is called Some Women. And I wrote it about maybe a couple of months ago. And it's just basically about, you know, us women, we're looking for men to kind of fix us. And sometimes we have to kind of do the fixing first before we get into any form of relationship. So it goes like this. It's called Some Women. Some women are out here just looking for men to fix their hearts they never broke, with demands that only take place with healing. We have to grieve the ex before we move on to the next. The past relationships, the behaviors, and all that other nonsense. It makes no sense to use every situation to compare and measure it up to your last. That won't last. That's your past. You'll be chasing away new hope with old pain. You'll be waiting around in vain. So let me just say, once you've mourned and grieved, you have to move on. That's where the healing takes place. That's where you can receive and extend grace. What do women want in a man? Hardworking women want supporters. Insecure women want puppets. Immature women want fathers. Good women want partners. Broken women want fixers. Lazy women want enablers. You see, most times we don't even know what we want or what we can have. Don't know how to care for it. Never been shown how to nurture it. Play with it and discard it. And the world posts reels of relationship goals which aren't even real. And all these emotions rush to the head and then the heart and bombard the space all hidden in muscles of your face. Your heart's saying something, but the mind is saying something else. Funny that. How do you describe that awkwardness, you know, that uncomfortability, unfamiliarity? Some women are out here just looking for men to fix their hearts they never broke, with demands that only take place with healing. sometimes we have to allow ourselves to really sit in our feelings, but only for a time. Everything has its season, a time to break up and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to be still and a time to dance. Take one glance around you, life goes on. Imagine being the whole package delivered to the right address. Begin living, not in death, but when you're alive, because you were born to thrive, survive. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, audience, for listening all around the world. We're just so happy for you guys to be tuning in everywhere. I can say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever you are, for listening to the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. And if you had to offer advice to the next generation poets who wish to become a re-owned poet, what would it be and what steps would you recommend them to take?
I would say be yourself. Don't look to see what other people are doing, because that will distract you from being your authentic self. I think when you're truthful and honest in your writing or when you're speaking, that comes across more than when you're not being honest. I think people more connect with that. So just be honest in your writing, however, you know, negative or however weird or wild it may be. Another piece of advice would be to just practice. Go to as many open mics as you can. Practice reading your stuff out loud, even if it's in the mirror. Just keep on, yeah, developing your writing skills, and just make time for it as well. It's not just about, it's about having fun with it as well. Don't be too hard on yourself, or, you know, this doesn't sound like this person's writing. Just try to be your authentic self and have that, your voice, rather than trying to imitate somebody else, because you can't be somebody else. You have to be yourself.
That's nice. I like that. And that's a good encouragement. Continue to write, continue to stay creative, and continue to be you. And do you have another poem for your audience?
I do. This one was written when I was trying to delete my inbox of my emails. And, you know, you get so many different emails, like, sign up for this program, sign up for this, we can teach you how to do this. It was just too much. And I just wrote something about that. So it's called You Have Mail. How can I thrive when I get too many emails? Want to unsubscribe, but fear missing out on the one scheme to get me closer to my dreams. Financially unstable and always something missing. Another addiction to the inbox. It's too much. My mailbox is flooded. I feel like a failure. I have no intentions of reading messages later, but there I go again, adding my email to some other expert's newsletter. Because I am a go-getter, a goal-getter. After signing up, I know my life will get better. Trying to get help from a stranger about where I'm going wrong and sign up to another program with money I don't have or even know where it's coming from. Trying to produce a different song with rearranged lyrics, you know I can't go wrong. But I can't decide who to follow when I'm bombarded with every page saying, this is the website using fortune cookies with a vague prophecy so that I can get the best experience. Everyone's trying to get my attention, and my vulnerabilities and insecurities seem to have been captured in the line that reads, how to make 10K in 30 days. Like a magnet, it just leads. And in minutes, I'm landing on the page that says, give me access. This will be the thing that works, because I've already been drawn out. The bank tells me I'm overdrawn, pay money in by 2 p.m. to reduce further charges, while I'm charging up my card, typing in the long 16-digit number, trying to secure a limited space in a limited time frame on the road to freedom, with the security code on the back of my mind being recalled, I'm appalled. But I'm just trying to get better, trying to be like everyone else, trying to make the peas, please. The rising number of unread messages, and they're not even spam. No filter for bad ideas. Pain in my eyes every time I read. In more ways than one, I may need some help, please. Thank you.
Thank you. That is so powerful. I love that poem. Continue to write. Continue to stay creative. Creative mind and creative thoughts. That is so good. Just so inspirational.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And do you have another poem for your audience?
I do. This one is called My Body. And for years, we all have got different insecurities about, you know, different parts of our bodies. And mine, for me, has been my belly, my stomach. I would always put my, you know, when we're taking pictures, put my hand, like, on my bag in front of my belly and just be very conscious of it, what I wore, until I got to a point where it was like, I don't really care anymore, because, you know, we restrict ourselves from not enjoying life because of these little things, and people aren't even looking at these things. And I know it takes time to unlearn these things that we're insecure about, but I just wrote this piece about my body. So it says, I'm not slim. My belly be jiggling with its stripy lines, but my shoes ain't leaning. And I have to work my arm muscles when I put my legs in my jeans, and I'm tired of hiding my stuff, holding my belly in for every single picture, placing my bag in my midriff area, and buying the next size up so everything is baggy. Whatever man comes into my life will have to accept me as I am. Don't get me wrong, health is wealth, and exercise ain't about counting the calories with a slice of everything, but them big knickers ain't sexy. Just an aid to hold in my bits so other people don't comment on my silhouette. And boy, do I sweat to pull that thing up. And the stripping of layers when I have to go to the ladies. Ladies, take time to know your body shape. Know your body type. What looks good on you? The fabrics, the colours, the styles. Try things on in the shop with a full-length mirror before bringing them home, only to be returned with frustration 2 days later. I'm not a hater, just saying we should look and feel good with what we're in, because our bodies are not reflected in the shop's mannequins. Sometimes what we put on don't do nothing for our self-esteem or figures, and no, you don't have to have a bank account with 10 figures to look decent. Reuse, repurpose, upcycle, thrift, style. Be creative. Let your uniqueness shine through. Show up as your best self. So many resources, YouTube, Google, and stylists. Invest in yourself. You are your strongest advocate. Embrace every part of you, not for no man, but for you. Feel good about you for yourself. Show up and show out. You are more than enough, so don't ever doubt. Show up as your best self and feel good about it. Get the help, do the work, and when someone compliments you, receive it. Be thankful for what you have and nurture it. It all starts with acceptance.
Whoa, now that's deep, very deep. Yeah. And just like women know, make sure you take care of your body and who you are. Continue to live that passion and be you. So we're so happy for that. And can you tell your audience the generation to impact the world? Tell us more about that.
Well, I guess the impact that we leave for the next generation is leading by example. I think it takes a lot to unlearn what you've been taught and to really ask questions. And I think that is something that, to impact the next generation, it's about giving them those tools. And sometimes it's not about telling them, it's about showing them. So sometimes, even in my writing, it's important, if it's about specific issues, I will do research or I will find out a bit more. I like to, go a bit in depth. And these are the things that it's really important to pass on to the next generation. It's about speaking up for the issues that mean things to us, speaking up on, whether it's a negative thing or a bad thing. I specifically like to speak about things that people don't really talk about. Divorce was never spoken about for me as a child growing up, even though my mum and dad were divorced. It's about bringing things to the surface. There's many poems that I've written about, Black Lives Matter. There's things about toxic relationships. There's, different poems about different types of love. If we're not talking about it, then some things that are not right or not, I don't like to use the word normal, but some things, people are not going to be having those conversations about certain things. You may not know that something is not the right way because that's all you know. So it's important to speak on and write about these things and gain a better understanding, overall understanding. So I think, yeah, it's very important to pass on the right tools to the next generation, and it's also important to educate ourselves and to help the younger generation educate themselves as well.
Thank you. Inspirational. So we're so happy that Nicole Reed, all the way from London, and
Yeah.
we are so happy for her to be the guest on the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kiana the Artist, and we're so happy for her to be on this podcast. And where can everybody find you at?
So you can find me on Instagram, and my page is at So You Think I'm Superwoman, and you'll see a picture of me there. And it's like a gray background. So yeah, on Instagram.
Okay, so you got it, guys. Gonna follow her on Instagram and other places. Just go follow her and check out her work for different events that you want to find her in. She was just on my other event, live event, the Journey Artists Around the World Live, which you can find on my YouTube channel, Kiana the Artist. So, once again, thank you guys for coming tonight and morning and afternoon, wherever you at in America and out of the country. So we just want to say good night, but we'll say see you later, and we'll have another guest next week. So please tune in next week, same time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time zone. And we say, see you later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Have a great evening, everyone.